to begin with, it was an industry of the women on the farms, and it's the way they made their pin money. An average woman would try to raise about 50 turkeys, and the women basically would keep a trio, a tom and maybe two hens. And from those two hens, if they're lucky, they come up with 50 poults. They would start them, they keep them in a shelter by the house until they were about 6 weeks old, and then they turned them loose in the pasture, and they were expected to eat acorns and worms and bugs. And in the fall, before Turkey Day, you bring them in for a few weeks and fatten them up on grain. This picture is Turkey Day in Hewelton, and the railroad station is up at the top of the picture in the back. And these people are all lined up waiting to get their turkeys in to be inspected and find out how much they're going to get for them. My father talked about as a kid going with his father and his two brothers and my grandparents and the 50 turkeys, and they had to park almost a mile away from the railroad station because so many people were there with their turkeys, and help carry them to the railroad station where there'd be a buyer who would inspect them and say, this is grade A, grade B, and give you so much for the turkeys. And then they were packed in ice in boxcars before refrigeration and sent to the cities for Christmas and for Thanksgiving. And the price was much higher then than today, much higher for turkey. My father always used to say in 1948, right after World War II, he got $1.50 a pound wholesale for turkeys, dressed turkeys. He made enough money from raising, it wasn't 1,000 that year, it was more like 300 or 400 turkeys to buy a brand new car. And my father was one of the last turkey farmers in St. Lawrence County. He took over around 1946, raising turkeys, and he bought them, would raise up to 1,000 a year because he bought the poults. And we kept them in a big yard in a field in the 1950s and let them loose in the day, and they wandered all over. And then just before dusk, the whole family went out, and we had to herd them back into this enclosure with an electric fence around it to keep the foxes from catching the turkeys. And my job as a little kid was when they climbed a tree, I had to climb the tree and shake it till they fell out, because they would jump out of the tree in the middle of the night and get eaten by a fox. So we had to make sure they all got in the enclosure.